But now, speaking of health, we're going to Dave Latelle. Tēnā koe, Dave.
Tēnā koe.
So this is Hiniani here stepping in for Dale, who's gone off to wish his mum a happy birthday in Australia. I was saddened to see that you were looking at that you'd lost a whole lot of meat that was going to be set aside for whānau's Christmas. What happened?
Yeah, well, someone just had vandalised our and pulled out the power of our big freezer that's hidden at the back of a church wrecked our forklift. So it was really disheartening when it happened. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, there's a bit of mental health issues by the sounds of it.
There's definitely deeper issues going on.
Yes, definitely. So we understand that members of the public have stepped up to try and help save Christmas for our South Auckland families.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. I mean, a couple of days ago I was ready to throw it in, you know. It was like the last straw that broke my back. But seeing the way everyone's rallied around, you know, around New Zealand, even, you know, in Australia, it's been unbelievable. I think, you know, we're over combined over $100,000 we've raised from donations at the moment. Then we've got, you know, companies shipping in with meat and, you know, toys, and so yeah, it's an amazing feeling.
It's wonderful when the community gets together to support each other, and you know, everyone's doing it hard. I was in the grocery shop yesterday, and there were about three of us staring at the butter, thinking, can we afford it? And we're working.
Yep, and it's you know, this government keeps talking about inflation's under 3. Well, you know, this stats department, they just released a report a couple of days ago saying, you know, household costs are actually up over 3, and the household costs for the poorest homes are over 4%. They've risen. You know, so it's very tough times.
It is very tough times. So how many families, now with this help, how is it going to be used?
Well, it just enables us to continue until Christmas. We're going to wind down after Christmas. But when this happens, I said, well, we'll have to stop right now. So it enables us to keep going, and then we'll hold our usual, we're doing our Christmas event for the families that we do in South Auckland, and then as well as we're going down about 100, 150 families in Te Kuiti.
Oh, why in Te Kuiti?
That's where I'm from, yep.
Oh, okay. I grew up in Otorohanga. So.
Oh, okay, yes.
big town just down the road. Oh, ka pai.
Yep. It's good to go back to these towns. You know, a lot of they have the same problems as us up here in South Auckland and any deprived area, but they have a lot less support and less resource. So it's good to go down and help.
Oh, ka pai. And when are you looking at having your Christmas dinner? And how can, you know, are you looking for other families, or have you just got to stick to the families you're already supporting?
Yeah, still, you know, we've raised a bit of money, but it's still not, you know, still enough for what we're doing. So we'll be doing up in Auckland, you know, about 200 families, and then we'll have groups that we already support as well. So it's not a Christmas dinner. What we do is we give a Christmas parcel for the whole week. So it's a, you know, it's enough for the families to have a, you know, a good Christmas week.
Yeah, and they'll be appreciating it. I was talking to one of the school teachers, and she mentioned that she always worries over the holidays, particularly Christmas, for some of these families. The kids come to school basically to eat. What's going to happen to them over that long break?
Yeah, well, you know, school for a lot of our tamariki is the safe place, right?
Mm.
As when they, you know, they are getting fed, and it's just it's a really, you can see it when the families come, and you see the relief in their eyes and the weight lifted off their shoulders. But, you know, I keep talking about this, but this, you know, all, not just this government, but all governments need to understand they need to step up and help in this social issues. And if they're not going to step up, then they need to support the groups that are doing it properly. Because it can't be left up to community groups to continually do this mahi and not be resourced properly, you know. And they're creating this avalanche, or all these cuts they're making, they're creating an avalanche of meat that's coming. And it's going to overwhelm everyone.
And how can our listeners help?
If you're able, just go on to our Give a Little and search BBM Food Bank and you'll see it there.
Ka pai. Well, thank you very much for your work, incredible work, and kia kaha, kia maia, and everyone, the Give a Little page is called BBM Food Bank, so hopefully some of you may be able to, just even every little dollar helps towards making things easier for some of our families. Thank you very much, Dave, and thank you very much for your work.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And that was Dave Letele, known as Butterbean, and he's running the Butterbean Motivation Food Bank. But their freezer full of fruit of meat was turned off deliberately, they feel, and their forklift was damaged, and he was about to close down, but communities and individuals have stepped up, and they've set up a Give a Little page to enable him to carry on until at least Christmas. But the funding cuts that so many of our community organisations are facing has meant that it's just been too much for Dave Letele, and they will be closing down in the new year. So if you can help, e hoa mā, e whānau mā, please, every little dollar counts.